order of the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing for Tuesday, October the 11th, 2011. And Mr. Atchley, would you please establish a quorum for us?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams. We did have a new appointee for the Beaver Township. But unfortunately, we didn't have contact information for him. Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton wasn't able to make it this evening. And Susan Martin.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Now, would you please give us an explanation of the meeting procedures for this evening?
This evening, final votes will be taken by the Planning Commission concerning the Callahan Dog Grooming and Park, Jake's Lake Storage, and Besser Corner. Each project will be reviewed and decided upon by the Planning Commission. This is an open meeting. However, no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the chairperson or the commission. Therefore, no sign-up sheets have been provided. If you do not accept the decision of this commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the planning office. The public hearing for the Callahan Dog Grooming and Park was held on September 12th, and the final vote was rescheduled to today's date due to the inability to establish a quorum of the membership. The public hearing for Jake's Lake Storage and Besser Corner was originally held on August 8th, 2011. And on August 15th, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to table the vote on the Division 3 application until today. You may leave after your respective case is heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. Do you want to put the information up for us, please?
Okay, yes. And the first case is... of course, this is the decision hearing for the Callahan Dog Grooming and Park in the Swan Township, Section 16, Township 23, Range 20. The request, the applicant and current property owners are Michael and Jeanette Callahan. The representative, Rachel Bricks, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit, allowing for the development of a dog grooming salon and dog training facility, as well as an approximately 9-acre dog park. Ms. Bricks is seeking approval of the Division 3 permit prior to purchasing the property in question. The history on this, the approximately 14.4-acre site contains an existing 1,872-square-foot building, which was formerly used as a plant nursery, a small greenhouse facility, and an existing off-premise or billboard sign, with the vast majority of the property consisting of a large vacant wooded area. The current application was approved for concept on August 15th, 2011, and the public hearing was held on September 12th, 2011. Like I said, the general description on this, the representative is proposing to utilize this approximately 14.04-acre site as a dog grooming salon and dog training facility, as well as approximately a 9-acre dog park with possible future additions of a dog boarding and dog care facility. Went ahead and threw in just a photo from Google Earth. It's a little more recent. In this case, it really shows about the same thing, shows the existing structures and the billboard sign. And this is just kind of a zoom in of the existing greenhouse, the residence here, and another small building and billboard sign. This is just a present view, a sketch that was provided by the applicant. In the first year, she provided another sketch for basically the first year where, if approved within the first year, like I said, the representative plans to use the 1,872-square-foot building, which is right here, as a dog grooming and training facility with an approximately 9-acre dog park being developed along the northwest portion of the property. Is indicated on the site plan. The representative is proposing to utilize the existing gravel parking area near the existing building and also plans to construct an additional parking area north of the existing greenhouse. and so a lot of this area would be utilized as parking. Per the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, basically 9 parking spaces and 1 handicap space would be required for the dog grooming salon and dog training facility, with additional spaces being required for the dog park. In the second year, if approved, within approximately the second year, the representative plans to construct a dog boarding and dog daycare facility, which is indicated here on the site plan, basically to the west of the dog grooming and training facility. And, of course, at that time, the applicant would have to put in an additional on-site wastewater system and provide additional parking. The adjoining property to the north, south, and west is predominantly agricultural and light residential. The representative plans to utilize the adjoining property immediately to the south as their residence. The adjoining property immediately to the east consists of State Highway 76 and existing commercial uses, and the applicant has indicated that a 5-foot-tall fence will be provided around the entire dog park. The representative is also proposing to preserve much of the existing timber, which will act as a natural vegetative buffer. At least a 25-foot natural vegetative buffer will remain around the entire dog park. In review, the representative is proposing to utilize the existing access off of State Highway 76. The existing commercial building is served by an on-site septic system and private well, with the proposed dog boarding and dog daycare building being served by an additional septic system. The project received a total score of 1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 73. The relative policies receiving a negative score consisted of emergency water supply, waste disposal service, use compatibility, utilities, and screening of solid waste containers. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, compliance letters from fire and sewer districts, if applicable. The dog park facility shall be fenced. At least a 25-foot vegetative buffer shall remain around the dog park. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. The decision is subject to all existing easements. And Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development, and the decision of record shall be filed with the recorder's office within 120 days of approval, or the approval shall expire.
Okay. I know at one of our meetings we had a question about the buffering, but from what I see, the information that you gave us from the regarding the buffering requirements, that she meets or exceeds the required buffer.
Okay. Oh, exactly.
Okay. Perfect.
It's really a very large site, and buffering should not be an issue at all.
Yeah. Okay. We've got the fence and the buffering, so I think that was our only hesitation, and I think that you have proved that to our satisfaction to make this viable to vote upon. Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the Callahan Dog Grooming and Park?
I will make a motion to accept as is submitted.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have one question.
Okay.
Before we get on with that, just to get it clear in my mind, what she's proposing or they are proposing or whatever on the second year about the additional buildings and things that are going to take place in year two. If what we're approving now, does that also include that, or will they have to come back for approval, or this has to be done, or, I mean, what order is that in?
Yeah, the thought here was that they were actually seeking approval for both.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll have to come back and get a Division 2 permit for the, you know, for the building of that new building, for the building here.
I understand.
And they'll have to get a septic permit, but that really was the intent, was to really ask for both phases at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I just wondered, you know, how we keep our hand on the pulse there, but
then they have to get their permits, is the way I understand it,
yeah.
as they go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I have.
I will take it.
Mr. Tree seconded it, and all in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carried. Okay, now we're doing Jake's Lake Storage.
And this is the decision hearing for Jake's Lake Storage in the Branson Township, Section 14, Township 22, Range 22. The applicant is Jeff Shaver of Resort Installation Systems, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to allow for the development of a storage facility. The history on this is an approximately 4.07 acre site, and it's a portion of Block 22 of Table Rock Acres known as Jake's Lake. Table Rock Acres was originally platted in 1969, with portions of the subdivision being replatted on a number of occasions. The applicant has described the area as an old pond that had grown up and filled with trash. Over a period of time, the area has been cleaned up and the pond has been filled. The current application was approved for concept on July 18th, with the public hearing being held on August 8th. At the public hearing, it was determined that per the submitted site plan, an existing 20-foot wide sewer easement along the northern portion of the property would not allow for sufficient space to provide for either a 25-foot or a 40-foot natural vegetative buffer between this proposed commercial use and the adjoining residences. And so, therefore, on August 15th, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to table the vote on the Division 3 application until October 11th, until today's date, in order to allow the applicant ample time to seek Board of Adjustment approval of a variance from the natural vegetative buffer requirements. On September 21st, the Board of Adjustment did approve the variance from those buffering requirements, basically allowing for the provision of a 6-foot tall privacy fence in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer between the proposed commercial development and the existing adjacent residences. The board also did specify that the privacy fence, which is the way the applicant had proposed it anyway, but they did specify that this privacy fence would surround the entire perimeter of the property. The general description on this, the applicant is proposing to utilize the Jake's Lake area as a storage facility. If approved, this facility would contain 310 storage units within 8 buildings, a greenhouse, a proposed office, and living quarters for the manager of the storage facility, an outdoor storage area, and also a separate outdoor storage area for landscape materials. The adjoining property to the north, east, and west is residential, with vacant wooded lots within Table Rock Acres adjoining to the south. The applicant has indicated that a 6-foot tall fence will be provided around the entire property, which will serve to buffer the development from surrounding residential property and also provide security to the business. The site plan indicates that a dry stack rock retaining wall will be constructed along the south boundary of the outdoor storage area. Per the provisions of Appendix K of the Development Guidance Code, RVs or storage parking areas should have security fencing and lighting. Due to the addition of impervious surface, a detention basin has been proposed along the eastern section of the property. However, a stormwater management plan will be required just in order to determine if that detention basin will be of a sufficient size to meet the code book. This is the area in question within the existing subdivision. And here's just some closer shots of the same thing. Here's a shot from Google Earth just to give a little newer aerial photo. And the site plan showing the storage units, the detention pond. It's a little hard for me to see or to point out, but the fencing around the entire site. In review, the applicant is proposing to construct a 20-foot wide access road with 2 access points off of Quebec Road. The proposed office and living quarters will be served by a central water district and also central sewer. The project received a score of -1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 53. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, waste disposal service, and use compatibility. In summary, if the Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply. Compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, including plans for stormwater management, compliance letters from fire, sewer, and water districts, if applicable. A 6-foot-tall privacy fence shall be provided in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer around the entire perimeter of the property. The outside storage area shall have security fencing and lighting, and all of those light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. The decision is subject to all existing easements. Of course, Division II permits will be required for all of these structures that are going to be constructed, and the decision of record shall be filed with the recorder's office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, I have one question. Do we, before we vote on this, do we need the stormwater retention plan prior to voting?
I don't feel so. I mean, it just calls out for that. We've placed that as a condition on this.
So if it doesn't pass, then they're going to have to do something to fix it before.
Okay. Yes, and before we could issue the Division II permits, we're going to have that in place, okay, showing that there's adequate stormwater detention.
Okay. Do any of the members have any questions? I think we have a representative here tonight. Do any of y'all have any?
On the fencing, that will be allowed to use the slats and the chain link fence as a privacy fence. Is that because they don't want to build a wooden fence around a storage facility? You know,
I think that was addressed the opaque.
Oh, yes.
That would be the opaque fence.
I think so, because.
Yes.
Hi. Yes.
I've got a question about retail sales. Now, there's not going to be any retail sales there.
No, the greenhouse is only for them to raise plants in and haul them somewhere else to sell. That little lady there, she wants that there to do that. There's not going to be any sale of any retail there, period.
Right. The storage is the only thing that's going to be the retail sales.
That's correct.
Once we okay that, can that go ahead and throw that into a retail sales operation?
Really, under the current regs, I mean, you're pretty much approving something fairly specific. So under the current regs, no.
Okay.
I think they can be added as a condition to vote upon it, though, can it not? That no retail sales from the greenhouse or other than the storage facilities.
Yeah, I mean, really, that could be placed as a condition.
And I think that's fair. Okay. I will entertain a motion then to approve the Jake Lake storage area.
Having moved for approval, please.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The decision passed unanimously. Thank you very much. Okay, and now our final one, the Besser Corner project.
And this is the decision hearing for Besser Corner in the Scott Township, Section 2, Township 22, Range 21. The applicant is Randy Besser and is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to allow for the development of a facility to be utilized for light commercial and office uses, including such uses as real estate office and beauty shop. The history on this is an approximately 1.07-acre site, which consists of lots 3, 4, and 5 of Country Club Heights subdivision. Country Club Heights was originally platted in 1959, with portions of the subdivision being replatted in 1967. The current application was approved for concept on July 18th, and the public hearing was held on August 8th. Basically, at the public hearing, it was determined that per the submitted site plan, that the construction of this 8,000-square-foot building wouldn't allow sufficient space for either a 25-foot vegetative buffer or a 40-foot vegetative buffer. And so on August 15th, the Planning Commission voted unanimously on this one as well to table the vote until today's date to allow them to seek a variance from those natural vegetative buffer requirements. On September 21st, the Board of Adjustment approved this variance from the provisions of the Development Guidance Code as well, allowing for the provision of a 6-foot-tall privacy fence between the commercial development and the existing adjacent residences in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer. Like I said, this actually consists of Lot 3 of Country Club Estates, is actually the existing commercial building that's in place, and they're proposing the 8,070 square foot commercial building on lots 4 and 5. The adjoining property immediately to the north, south, and west is primarily residential, with of course this existing commercial building being located to immediately to the east, the majority of the property immediately to the north is patio homes here. And this just shows a Google view of the same thing. Like I said, this is an existing commercial building here. He's basically proposing commercial through this area. And then we've got predominantly patio homes in this area. And this is the site plan that was submitted. In review, the applicant is proposing joint parking facilities containing a total of 29 parking spaces to be utilized by both the proposed commercial building and also that existing commercial structure immediately to the east, meeting the parking requirements of the code book. Per the provisions of the code book, approximately 27 spaces would be required for this proposed building, with essentially one space being required for each employee within that existing building. The applicant is proposing to utilize 2 paved access points off of State Highway 76. The proposed commercial or slash office building would be served by public water supply, District Number 2, and the Taney County Regional Sewer System. The project received a total score of -2 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 45. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, waste disposal commitment, use compatibility, building bulk and scale and traffic. In summary on this, the Planning Commission approves this request with following requirements unless they're revised, compliance with the Taney County Development Guidance Code, including a stormwater management plan. There was a concern, so I went ahead and put this in. A member of the commission had expressed a concern about a bar or tavern use, and so at the commission's discretion, I've put a bar or tavern use shall not be allowed. Compliance letters from the fire, sewer, and water districts, if applicable. A 6-foot privacy fence shall be provided in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer between the commercial development and the existing adjacent residences. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Again, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas. The decision is subject to all existing easements. And, of course, Division 2 permits will be required. And the decision of record, again, has to be filed within 120 days or that approval would expire.
Okay. Before we take a vote on this, do any of the members have any questions?
Yes, I do have a question. Are we going to require the fence around the entire project, including the existing building? Is that the way it is written up? It didn't sound like that to me, and it needs to be if we're going to include those parking spots.
Now, right now, the applicant has already constructed a privacy fence around this entire portion, including, and it basically ends here, doesn't it? Is that correct?
Does
it? Now there's not a fence down here, and I guess right here is this.
The only thing they wanted the fence on was that west end.
Yeah.
That's what they required with the fence on the west end, and being on the side where the existing building is, because we're not changing it.
There's use this parking area. That's
no,
not parking.
Right. The new parking's all up there on the other lots.
Well, I thought to have enough parking spaces, we had to include that building as part of it, part of the project.
No, we got enough parking up there on the two lots.
Is that the way it read?
Well, whenever I looked at this, since we had a site plan that included the existing commercial, I tried to look at it that way as to whether or not we would have sufficient parking for both facilities, basically.
Could you back up to the aerial view again, please?
Yeah.
Where's the fence?
The fence is...
The fence is across the back and the south side.
And the fence is... And the fence has been constructed fairly...
On the back, yes. Not at the sides.
No, the side to the upper side of the photo, that's the one that the Board of Adjustment wanted put in there to separate...
Well, there's a residence right on the lower side on the... I guess it'd be the eastern side also.
Mm-hmm. We're not changing anything on that side of the building. It's an existing building.
Yes.
The paving is on the west side of the existing building there. The parking... that will be on the new building will be attached to that pavement.
Right.
There won't be any pavement changes at all.
No, right on front of the body shop or whatever's there now.
And the parking for the new building is all there. There's none of that being used over there to the side on the other.
So what you're asking is on the east side here, should
right
that be required to have fencing as well on that because of this residence?
Between those people. And on the other end, even though the, that's my opinion, why should you do one for one end and not do it for the other?
Yeah.
The whole project is together.
Well, I think the banking on it is related, and I thought that it's adjoining something that's already there.
Right.
And that is already
going
there
to buffer is
on
what
that
you're saying.
Side. And I don't know, why.
They're using that for the buffer is what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And I agree
with
that.
The buffering is quite a little ways there, through there, and that's something that's already existing. And it's already commercial, the way
right.
I understand.
It's been there for years.
Years.
That's what I say. So,
yeah.
I mean, I always hate to run up the cost for anybody on something that's unnecessary.
And there's no building there on that side there at all.
And basically, the existing fence, and correct me if I'm wrong, it essentially runs the entire backside, and that fence has been constructed, I think, fairly recently.
Yeah, it's not been long. And also, I have a question about the tavern. If we're going to say tavern or bar, or we need to just say no liquor, period.
Yeah, it could be a liquor store.
No sales of any kind of alcoholic beverage or alcohol sales.
An alcohol sales. I mean, that would take care of that. Basically, you have to make it anything else.
I mean, that is a concern, right?
But there again, we get into it like we did on the on the stuff at the time when we were talking about we didn't want any adult entertainment in the county, and you can't just ban it. You have to put rules and regulations on it.
Right.
I said, well, let's just ban it. Let's just not have it. But you
can't do that
on somebody's rights.
Right. Well, can we do that with no alcohol sales of any kind?
I feel that you could, just because.
Have beer.
You can put it in there, and if the applicant agrees to it, then it stands.
Right.
So we can make a motion with that. Okay, do I?
I mean, I'm talking about it. Does anybody else do that?
I think it's a good idea, so.
I mean, I think if our concern is that there is no alcohol, period, then yes, I think it needs to be included.
Would it meet the present-day criteria for alcohol sales anyway with the housing development stuff there in place like it is already existing? No.
They may not be able to get a liquor license.
They wouldn't be able to get a liquor license anyway.
Is it close to church?
The license would have to come out of the state.
Yeah, I think it would be a state licensed.
Right, they do their inspection.
You're not going to disturb the roadway anymore. The two entries you talk about are in place now?
Right. And approved by the state.
Okay.
Basically, here.
I would entertain a motion. Mr. Caudill, do you want to add that amendment to about the packaged liquor stores as well?
If we're going to say anything about bars or taverns, I think we need to add that about liquor sales.
Okay. Then, as I
and that was concern of the people that came to the meeting.
It was.
And if you're going to have a little store, you could have. If it's not, if it would meet the criteria of the state, then that could change as far as the distance from the church. I really don't know, but you could have liquor or beer or to sell, and then you've got people coming in there to buy it that these people in the neighborhood are against it, period, even though we think it's a good thing because it's going to bring people to that area, I think, to buy things, and there's going to be more people in the area anyway. But we don't need people in there coming in there to buy beer. That's my opinion, whether it meets the state criteria or not. If we can regulate it as a body, I think we need to.
Okay, so are you making the motion to accept this with the amendment that there will be no liquor sales packaged or bar or tavern of any sort? Okay.
Packaged or by the drink, I think.
Right.
Okay.
Second.
It has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The decision stands. Carrie. Eddie, if you want to go on record, you can say that a little bit louder. Well, enjoy dinner. Okay. The next one under old and new business, we have under there code amendments. And I'm hoping that I am not out of place. There's nobody here in the public to speak about the proposed amendments. And I would entertain a motion from the members to postpone the discussion until next Monday about the code amendments. Hopefully we will have...
Has the proper notification been sent out?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, I'll make that motion to postpone any kind of discussion about any amendments until next meeting.
I second.
Are you seconding? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? That decision carried. I think that, does that cover everything, Mr. Atchley? Do you have any surprises for us?
Well, let me kind of explain what I passed out, just so you know. The one sheet, and I changed a couple things, not a great deal, but added a couple things. The one that's got the highlights on it that I passed out, this is some proposed amendments concerning buffering, and then a couple of things, and I want to kind of bring this to the, I think the commission's aware of this, but just to make sure, the county and the sewer district, by the end of this year, it's our understanding that the sewer district is going to become a completely autonomous entity. They'll become a completely separate autonomous entity. They will no longer. It's my understanding that decision's been made. Now, But I don't know that they've discussed all the specifics as to exactly how that's going to work, how, you know, what all is going to happen there. But as a part of that decision, the County Commission made the decision that the Planning Department is actually going to be doing inspections of on-site wastewater systems. So our department is actually starting to do septic inspections, essentially.
Been through that just before I went on vacation, and this is all state statute stuff that we're doing now, and all you're going to be is a hand reaching out for the state. It's all going to be under state application on this thing, so we weren't going to have anything to say about it.
Exactly.
It's turned over to the state.
Exactly.
Other than the enforcement and supervision, the good part.
You're exactly correct. So basically, all I was proposing to change in the code book were there were a lot of areas in the code book where it specifically talked about the regional sewer district.
Yeah.
And I'm just proposing to change it to the applicable sewer wastewater system permitting entity, whether it's the DNR or the State Health Department.
I knew they were going to do that. They talked about it 2 or 3 years ago.
And yeah.
They're getting rid of that responsibility, which in one sense I can't blame them because it's a stinky mess.
No pun intended, right? Thank you.
The other packet that I put together, I didn't actually put this one together. These were the code amendments from 2009 and 2010 that were put together, that were sent to the county commission really before most of us were a part of this, before I was here, before most of the members of the planning commission were here. I just really wanted to run back. I sent these back to the county commission, and the planning commission had requested that I ask the county commission at what point they were going to take action on these amendments. And basically Friday the county attorney contacted me, and they had a little confusion on a few of these as to where they were being placed. Another concern I had is, in the meantime, Eddie and I have switched locations, we've switched computers, and Eddie wasn't actually able to get an electronic version of this. The only thing I had was I was able to find a hard copy of it. What I had really considered was retyping some of this, putting this in the same format as my other changes, and maybe just proposing to send this all to the county commission in one packet, but I wanted to come to the planning commission before I did that.
You're going to just rewrite the same thing as what is already
been and put as, it in put
and,
it in this
and,
format
and just basically put it in this format.
Okay.
And in this, all I've done is, if I'm proposing new verbiage, I've just got it highlighted, and if I'm proposing to remove verbiage, I've just got it struck through.
I think the way that you have brought this to us tonight is very readable and very easy to understand. So if you can take this information and put it in the same readable and easy-to-understand format as this is, then I would suggest you do it.
Well, and that was my concern. And like I said, again, part of it, too, was not having been here at that time. I was going to go back to – there's a few of these areas where it doesn't really specify – like I think we're – they were proposing to add some verbiage, but it doesn't show where they're proposing to add it.
you can search that, research that, and
try to find an appropriate location for some of these things.
And I think that would be, in this case, I think it would be necessary to make this as cohesive as possible, which I think would possibly help expedite our commissioner's decision on this. So I think that if yes, I would like to see it done, and I think the rest of us would like to see it done too.
On this one page here, 7-2, right to appeal, and it talks about the Board of Adjustments shall hear all appeals. All land use changes reviewed and approved by the Board of Adjustments must receive final approval by the County Commission. We just broke that rule right tonight. It was approved by the Planning Commission.
Originally, the way I understand it, they're sending it to
the Board of Adjustments.
The Board of Adjustments, and then it came back to us, and we okayed.
They don't say anything about it here.
Yeah, that's actually an amendment. It's not actually been approved and as part of the code book.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. I do have a concern about one of these, one of the ones, and it's along the lines of what you're talking about. They talk about, and I don't remember where it is. But it talks about all land use changes reviewed and approved by the Board of Adjustment must receive final approval by the County Commission. To me, that one runs counter to state statute.
That would be the change that would need to be addressed.
Well, actually, I wasn't sure if you'd read that one or the one right before, but no, I agree with you. That's the one that's concerned me because
I have another concern. I really do. This point system. I've been on this committee for talking on it. We've had points. We've not had points. This point system is nothing but take up space and a lot of writing. It means nothing.
Well, it's a little incomprehensible when it says it got a negative. I've had it explained to me, so I kind of understand why.
But you look at this point system and they get all these negative points for something that may not even pertain to a project. I mean, screening of waste devices or stuff on a roof screening or stuff like that, you know. And if you don't do it, I don't know, you'd have to throw one of them up there, but you had two of them on there tonight, and you look at two different projects, and they lost points on exactly the same thing, and it really wasn't.
They just weren't applicable.
I'm publicly stating I am against the point system.
You are now on record.
Well, and let me bring up one more thing, and I don't know what the planning, how the Planning Commission is going to feel about this either, but I'm in the process. I've not gotten that far with it, to be honest with you, with everything that's happened since I've been on board. But I'm in the process of rewriting the whole book. That was one of the reasons the County Commission brought me on initially.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go or how.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It'll change it all year. I've been here under seven different planning administrators. It's different under every one of them. So it's part of the process.
Bob, that was part of the job. Your job description.
Yeah,
yes.
And so I think that we all agree that it needs to be cohesive, and it does. So I think that's very positive thing that you're doing.
My hope was just to address some of these glaring things in the meantime.
Sure.
I totally agree.
And they do. And I think that the way you're handling this with the highlighted and the strikeout, I think it makes it much easier to read. You're doing a good job.
What I say is not to be critical.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think we took it as that. I think you've got some legitimate concerns. I think all of us have got those same concerns.
And one of my main concerns is that the Planning Commission, at some point in time, it looks to me like it's got more and more difficult for a simple little project to go through and be approved. Of course, there's more people objecting, and yet they're really happy and all this and that. But you know, we want to be a county that is friendly to somebody that is going to do development and make our county grow and go forward. In my estimation, I've said for years and years, the people that own the property should have more rights than the neighbor, and I still believe that. That's the basis of my whole deal. And that's my view. That's the way I feel about it.
And I think that this cohesiveness of the county, so we will, we are trying to become a 21st century county. And I think that we have to step up to the plate. But I think what you're doing now with the rewriting of the code book, and this is good. So, and I think all of us heartily support you. So we will further this discussion next week, and I think that will give us all a chance also to look at you have given us tonight and to cogitate on the things that have come up in the last 10 minutes. And I think that this is a good thing. And I think Sean also needs to be here because I think he's his input is imperative on this board as well as the leader of the group. So do we have any further discussion on anything else?
I guess we're
going to take your mouth shut.
This is a super quick one. Just wanted to make you aware that they did appoint a new representative for the Beaver Township.
Okay.
And
but
is he going to come next Tuesday?
I hope so. They
I mean, Monday, yes. We do meet on Monday, yes.
We did not have his contact information. And but I do have his contact information now, so I will contact him before this.
Who is the gentleman? Is it a gentleman that they have?
Yes, his name is Steve Adams.
Okay. Where is the Beaver Township?
Bradleyville.
Oh, okay.
Cover all Beaver Creek.
Everything is over by Beaver Creek. I've come to that conclusion. Ray is there, so everything is there, you know? Do you have anything else, Mr. Ashley?
And I'll keep my mouth shut for now.
That's okay. It's your job, and I like the way you do it, so you're doing fine. If we have no further discussion, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay. We are adjourned at 6:45.